Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Pony and Mueller presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Let's go out to the phone line and welcome in our 93.7 The Fan NHL insider from the NHL and NBC, the great Pierre Maguire. Pierre, do you think that this 24-team format is going to happen for NHL return?
Well, I think there's a real good opportunity. First of all, good afternoon to you gentlemen and the listeners. Great to visit with you in Pittsburgh and the surrounding environs. I do think that there's some merit to it. I talked to a couple of hockey decision makers this morning, and I talked to a couple of agents this afternoon. And the way it would set out, originally there were going to be four pods. Now it sounds like there's only going to be two pods. And in each pod, there would be 12 teams. And the way it would go is something like this. The first four teams in each pod potentially would be playing for seeding. So they would play a three-game round robin, those four top teams in each pod, for seeding. And then what would happen is five would play 12, 11 would play six, 10 would play seven, if you follow me along those lines. And that's how they would do it. And those series would be three out of five, from what I understand. But that's probably the biggest breaking news I can tell you in terms of what's being discussed before they went into that Board of Governors conference call today.
Pierre, if it's down to likely two pod cities, one that seems like it would be just an obvious choice, almost you'd have to use it, is Vegas, correct, given the amount of hotel space and everything else there?
Well, Vegas would be one because, one, they've got Thomas and Mack, which is one arena. Then they've got the big MGM arena where the Vegas Golden Knights play. And they also have numerous other facilities with ice for practice. So there's more than enough hotel space. There's more than enough arena space. And to be able to host 12 teams and still find time to practice, they could definitely host it there. And then the other towns I'm hearing are Toronto, Tampa, I'm just doing this in my mind as I go cold with you guys, Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Dallas. I just want to make sure I didn't forget anybody. Toronto, Tampa, Pittsburgh. Those are the teams I've heard for the potential other pod.
Do you think Pittsburgh has a good shot, or are they more of a Hail Mary throw to get it, Pierre?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish I could tell you guys. I just don't know. But obviously they have the arena space. Obviously they got one of the marquee inner cities in the league. You know, especially at that time of the year, there's more than enough hotel space. So they have practice facilities, obviously, with Robert Morris, and obviously up in Cranberry, and also at South Point. So there's more than enough of that in Pittsburgh. I could see how Pittsburgh would be a viable candidate.
Pierre, Toronto's presence on there, I mean, I understand as Canada's largest city, as kind of an epicenter for hockey, obviously, on this continent, why it would be included, but I'm confused, I guess, because of the current travel restrictions. You can't go to Canada right now, so
That's absolutely fair. That's 100% fair. And the other part is Canadians can't get to the United States either. So there are a lot of guys up in Canada that can't get to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And they're, last I checked, there are six Canadian teams that would be part of that 24, or potentially six. It would come down to what's going to happen with Nashville and Vancouver. They're in a like an unbelievable battle to see who would go, depending on the formula that they would use. But I would say six of the seven Canadian teams, obviously Ottawa's not going to be part of the 2014 playoff. But so they'd have to, especially in the West, if they don't have it in a Western Canadian city, Vancouver's got to get to Vegas. Calgary's got to get to Vegas. Edmonton's got to get to Vegas. Winnipeg's got to get to Vegas. That's not going to be easy for them either.
Pierre McGuire joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Pierre, if you go by the point percentage right now, Pittsburgh would be fifth in the Eastern Conference,
right,
and Montreal would be 12th.
Correct.
So does that mean that they would open up with each other in a best-of-five series, or would there be games first?
That I don't know the answer to. That's a very good question. Again, going off of word that I got from decision makers this morning and then agents this afternoon, because remember, this all has to be bargained between the NHLPA and so the agents got to have a significant say in that when it comes to their constituents, the players, and obviously the managers and the owners and the presidents of these teams have to curry favor with their people at the ownership level. So, again, that it's going to be interesting to see exactly what comes out. But I would imagine, I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine there'd have to be some form of warm-up before they would play playoff series. I just can't see how they could do it any other way.
Do you buy into the rumor, Pierre, and you would know better than us, that there's a real push to make it 24 teams because the size of the markets and the fan base for the teams that would sneak in as the last participants, Chicago, Montreal, New York?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't. I wish I did. I don't know the answer to that. But I think it's an equitable way to do it if you really think about the way they've ended the season. Obviously, you've got some people that will be heartbroken. You know, teams that were starting to make pushes that would be really close that wouldn't get in. So, again, I don't know the exact formula they're going to use to try to sort this out. But I do think, again, there's going to be – I'm going to use the word to Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner of the National Hockey League. There's going to be no perfect system this year. It's unfortunate, but just because of what Corona has brought to the entire world, but in particular to the sports world, in terms of their planning, it's made it almost impossible to be perfect.
Pierre, the people you've talked to about this latest proposal, do you get the sense from them that they think that this is like a reasonable facsimile of a normal Stanley Cup playoff grind? Like, it seems to me that it's important here to note that those 5-12, 6-11, 7-10 series are best of five and not best of three. That, at least to me, makes it feel a little bit less gimmicky in its execution.
Agreed. I do think that the one agent I spoke with this afternoon, probably about 3 hours before I came on with you gentlemen, he was to the point where his constituents, his players that he represents, and he's got a fair number of them in the league that would be part of this tournament, he felt that they thought it would be probably the best way to try to do it. Now, that doesn't mean, again, there are other people that won't disagree with them, but his people thought that it was probably the best way to do it.
The agents you're talking to, Pierre, do they give you the sense, I don't know if you asked, but if you did they give you the sense that their players are, generally speaking, excited about trying to come back to play hockey? Like, or is there any kind of pensiveness or apprehension about everything from some of these players?
What a really good and fair question. The answer is I think there's some apprehension with some players, especially older players. When you're off the ice as an older player for a long period of time and you're being thrust into really intense joust and battles like you would have in a playoff style type tournament, that's going to change. That could get guys hurt. So some of the older guys, I think there is some apprehension. The younger guys, I don't know if there's as much, but I know that agents are definitely concerned about how long would training camp be? Where would training camps be held? Would they be held in their cities, their member cities, or would they be held in the pod? So those are questions that are yet to be answered. So that's going to be the interesting part of this. But I do think there's some apprehension. They really do, especially for the older players.
Pierre McGuire for another couple minutes. NHL on NBC joins us every Monday at 4 o'clock here on the PM team. Is there any consideration being given to roster expansion just to help sort of ameliorate any potential for injury there, where just teams might be able to have access to more players than they normally would down the stretch here?
That's something that's definitely being talked about, and I've heard as high as 30, and I've heard as few as 28. The active roster can be 24 at any time, and so that would give you more than enough wiggle room. I could see a team adding a third goalie. I could see a team, or maybe not even having that a third goalie. Maybe they would, but they'll definitely need more defensemen, and they'll definitely need more forwards. I got to think that this is another part of this that's really important. The American Hockey League shut down, so they missed the end of their regular season, and they missed a key development time for their younger players in terms of playoff, which is really a big development thing for young players trying to be everyday NHL players. And because of that, I would think that a lot of the NHL people would want to have some of those top-end American League players called up and at least practice with the NHL players so that they're ready to hit the ground running whenever we start the season next year.
Pierre, last one for you. You mentioned right now that Toronto being considered one of these pod cities could be dicey because there can't be travel right now between the two countries, U.S. and Canada. To what degree, if at all, have you been made aware that maybe like there's a sensitivity on the part of NHL officials to not wanting to kind of trample over or try to cut special deals, I guess, or get special permissions to have player movement across borders to facilitate this kind of a thing, that they don't want to maybe upset the public by saying, well, you can't travel, but we're going to get the season going and we're going to be allowed to do this?
I haven't heard that at all. The first breaking news I heard about anything that was close to a political favorite was the governor of New York, Cuomo, saying that they're ready and open for business for professional sport. I haven't heard any other government entity talk about that. So I find that interesting because obviously one of the hot spots is New York. And that would be, I find, very, very interesting considering that up until about 10 days ago, 2 weeks now, maybe, that the golf courses weren't even allowed to be open. So I find that very interesting. But I have not heard anything about any political favors being handed out to the National Hockey League or whether the NHL would be sensitive or not to any issues like that. I haven't heard that at all.
Pierre McGuire, NHL on NBC. We love talking to him every Monday. Pierre, thanks as always, and I assume by this time next week we'll have a lot more to discuss as well.
I think you might by about 5 o'clock tonight. We'll see what time the Board of Governors meeting gets out. Remember, there's some other hot-button topics that they have to talk about. One of them really in particular is this star-studded and really deep 2020 NHL draft that everybody's talking about. And then the other thing, too, is what happens with unrestricted free agents. And if they do have a draft in the month of June, will they allow teams to make trades? Because if we're going to have a season or the ending of a season or a playoff season, how are you going to facilitate that? So there's so many things. And I know I've talked to a bunch of, again, hockey people. They want to be very active at the draft floor this year. I know we're not going to have an actual draft floor, but they want to be active in terms of trades and things like that.
Not a week for breaking news. 45 minutes, hopefully, or thereabouts. Pierre, you're the best. Thank you as always. Stay safe, man.
Awesome visiting with you, gentlemen. Thanks a lot. Talk next Monday.
Pierre McGuire, NHL on NBC, and maybe some more news less than an hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.